Hey, community. So my How We Rise message for you today is to use your day-to-day family life to build your leadership. To use your day-to-day family life to build your leadership. And I do a lot of work inside large organizations, leadership trainings, how do we show up as leaders and transform as leaders to create more inclusive, thriving workplaces and communities. That's the work I do. And what so many don't realize is that the family, when you're home with your family, that is a great training ground for your leadership building. And if you think about it, what happens in the family, right? That's where our young people are born and raised and cultivated and shaped, and we as parents are often modeling, right? We're modeling behavior. And so the family leadership really starts in the family. If we want a better humanity, we want a better world, it really starts in the family. And so whether you are a parent, a spouse, a daughter, a son, or anything, it is basically all, those are all leadership roles. And so it's something that I'm very conscious and intentional about. And I try to share this message wherever I can, that leadership starts in the family. And I'll give you an example of how you can build your leadership at home. So I have a 3 and 5-year-old, and of course, so I'm in the weeds of parenting. And sometimes my tank is empty or I've had a hard day, it's very easy for me to be on edge and snap at John, my husband, or snap at the kids, because he was supposed to show up 10 minutes earlier to help me or something, right? Something that's just really silly and not that big of a deal, but I get triggered and I get frustrated, or the kids just, pour milk on the table for the 5th time. And so these are the moments, these are the small increments, mundane moments of life, the day-to-day things that happen to all of us that we experience where we can actually pause and build our leadership. And for example, if there are ways that, or if I step back and say, oh, when XYZ happens, that's typically when I get triggered. Or if I don't get my me time, or if I don't take that break between shifting from work to home life, like I am really on edge. So how do I anticipate those situations? So just like in the office, at work, if there are situations that trigger you, you anticipate it and you plan ahead of it, right? So that is one way that a family instance can build your leadership. Or, maybe it is also just reflection. Reflection is such a powerful leadership tool. So, if I don't, I'm acting far from my best self, and I basically reflect later, and I let's just say John and I get into a fight about something, and I really step back and I'm like, who's really at fault, or what were we really fighting about, or what am I really upset at, right? So reflecting on what is behind the pattern that just happened. And I always say too that oftentimes friction or conflict or struggle is often less about the content than it is about the pattern and the system that you're in. So there's probably, again, these little systems that show up in our everyday home life where we are far from being our best self. So in those moments, on the weekends, during the weekdays, these are all opportunities where, when we show up a certain way and we are not really acting in our best character, then how do we build and cultivate our leadership in those moments? And by the way, at home, another great training, the family is also a great training ground to build your inclusive leadership. So you take a relationship, for example, and me and my husband, and when we do have conflict over something, instead of just wanting to be understood, why don't I seek to understand before I feel I need to be understood, right? This is like 101 Steve Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. But to, again, how do we create that space, that inclusive space of where he can show up and feel heard and seen and that he belongs, or how do I communicate and choose the right moments for these for these synergizing conversations so that we can actually have a more inclusive marriage. So marriage is a great opportunity. Or again, maybe it's my relationship with my mother or, you know, your teenager, right? Like these are all opportunities for us to cultivate our inclusive leadership as well. And so the last thing that I'll say is that sometimes listening is not even, I feel oftentimes listening is more about hurrying them up so that we can speak, right? Like listening in a way so that you can actually speak as soon as possible versus listening in a way where that other person feels understood before you actually speak. So these are all the family life. Your day-to-day family life is an incredible, it's probably your most powerful opportunity and training ground to build your leadership and your inclusive leadership. Lots of love to you. Have an amazing day.